Rita Ali says her leadership skills and community ties make her the best choice for mayor of Peoria.
I'm familiar with all the culture of the various five city districts. I've lived in all of the city districts.
At-large Councilmember Rita Ali is one of two choices in next month's race for Peoria's top office.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Thursday, March 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Bradley University is returning to a more traditional in-person education this fall as COVID-19 vaccines have become more widely available. Tim Shelley recently spoke with University President Stephen Standiford about the Hilltop's transition back to normalcy.
Standiford says he believes the time is nearing for a full return to campus this fall.
Based on what we're seeing today, the rate of the vaccination, the trend of the virus in general, we believe we can actually successfully back on campus face-to-face in the fall, which is something we're really excited to do.
While mask requirements and social distancing may still be in place in one form or another, Standiford says getting students and faculty back together in physical classrooms is a priority.
I mean, this is fundamentally core to the model of who we are, right? So one of the things that makes a Bradley education very unique and valuable is the connectivity that our students develop with the faculty.
He says one thing that's been lacking this past year are what he calls, quote, collaborative collisions, which he considers vital to the learning process.
One of the things that we know is a critical aspect of that type of education, obviously it matters in the classroom, but so much of the interesting learning happens in the hallway conversations, happens before and after class, happens in the lobby as individuals are interacting.
Standiford says it's too soon to tell if Bradley will require COVID-19 vaccinations for those returning to campus. He says there are plans to assess the aptitude of incoming freshmen after a year or more of remote learning to see if more catch-up is needed for those students. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. More than 60,000 Tri-County residents are now considered fully vaccinated for COVID-19, including about 1,600 in the past day. The region's total for injections is now almost 153,800, and Bradley University is in the process of drafting a new strategic plan to map out the university's future course. Find more on these and other stories at wcbu.org. At-large Councilmember Rita Ali is looking to become Peoria's first woman and first person of color to serve as mayor. Ali is running against fellow Councilmember Jim Montelongo in the April 6th general election. Four-term mayor Jim Artis chose not to run again. Ali led the way with 38% of the vote in last month's five-way primary. She tells Joe Deacon why she feels she's the most qualified candidate for the job.
Peoria has been my home for most of my life. We moved here when I was 6 years old. And it was in Peoria where I began to take a leadership role in my community, initially as a teenager when I was in high school, being involved not just at the school, but in the community. I'm familiar with all the culture of the various five city districts. I've lived in all of the city districts. I have, been a good volunteer for many, many years.
Over the past year, COVID-19 took a heavy toll on the city's budget and forced many cutbacks, notably in the area of public services. How do you plan to address Peoria's problematic financial situation?
We have to stabilize. And, you know, part of that stabilization means bringing some experts to the table. I think too much we've worked in silos. We've worked, you know, within government to solve our problems. Yet we have some experts out there in the finance area, our banks. I want to bring bank leaders to the table to help us put together a plan to stabilize our financing and to maybe, you know, restructure our finances so that we're able to, again, stabilize and then begin to position ourselves to generate income.
Peoria still sees vast racial disparity and inequity on many levels, such as employment, housing, justice. As mayor, how will you work to eliminate these disparities?
I worked with a number of key stakeholders around the city, including the current mayor, the county board chair, business leaders, faith leaders, community-based organization leaders. It was about 25 of us following the George Floyd murder. And we came together to talk about what Peoria can do. So we created the first city-county commission on racial justice and equity. And the commission will focus on addressing disparities based upon race, using data to drive decisions and activities, producing an annual report as well as some interim reports along the way, showing how we're doing so that we're not caught off guard when issues come up related to racial justice and equity, that we're taking a proactive approach in addressing these issues.
It seems we're turning a corner on COVID-19, but we may not be entirely out of the woods quite yet. What will be your approach to dealing with the pandemic and aiding recovery?
I think that we have taken a somewhat conservative approach, and I'm very pleased with that. I think that there was an article that came out in a major publication just the other day on March 8th that showed Peoria being one of the leaders in the state at keeping people safe and keeping the infections down. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud that we've taken a more conservative approach. I think that we have to continue to follow the guidelines, pace ourselves, just continue to keep our citizens safe.
With where Peoria is today and its potential for the future, where do you see the city in 2, 5, 10 years?
I'm very optimistic about Peoria's future. I think that Peoria has a lot of people that want to be involved in moving Peoria forward. And believe me, I'm going to open up those opportunities. I think that we will come back. I know we will come back. How fast that happens, it's going to happen over a period of time, but I do want to fast track Peoria's progress.
That's Peoria mayoral candidate Rita Ali speaking with Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to wcbu.org. Listen for Joe's conversation with Jim Montelongo tomorrow. Before we let you go, the Peoria Riverfront Museum presents the virtual event Big Astronomy Livestream YouTube 360 today at 2:30. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.